Shivi. Levnei Levi and to the children of Levi. Hine nosati, behold, I have given kol ma'aser b'Yisrael, all the ma'aser of Klal Yisrael, l'nachalo, for an inheritance for the Levim, chelef avoidosom asherhem oivdim, in exchange for their service, which they perform, as avoidas ol moed, the service in the oil moed. Since the Levim do the avoida, therefore they receive the ma'aser of Klal Yisrael. And the way trumais and ma'aseros work is if somebody owns a field, first, he will separate truma. Midoraisa chita achas poteres es akri. Any amount is enough to give to the kohen. However, the rabbanon were mesakein that one should either give 1/40th, 1/50th, or 1/60th of the field to the kohen. After he separated the truma for the kohen, from what remains, he takes away 1/10th, and he gives that to the levi as meiser. And the pasuk over here seems to be telling us a difference between the reason why the Kohanim received the Chafdalad Matnas Kahuna and the reason why the Levim received Maiser. Because we mentioned earlier from Rashi that the reason why the Kohanim received their Matonois is as proof that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Aharon and the rest of the Kohanim to be the ones to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. And that is why we are giving them the Chafdalad Matnas Kahuna. Just like when one gives a present to his friend, he writes a shtar, a document proving that this gift was given over to his friend. So too over here, instead of a shtar, we give the Chof Dalad Matnois Kahuna to the Kohanim, and this will be proof for years to come that the Kohanim were chosen to do the Avodah. However, over here, we see a different reason why the Levim received their Maiser. It is Chelef Avodosam in exchange for their service. And the reason for this is because really, the Avodah was supposed to be done by the Bechor. It was only because they sinned by the Egel that they lost this job, and it was given over to the Levim. And since the Levim are doing their job, therefore, they must pay the Levim for the work that the Levim are doing for them. And that's why they have to give the Levim the Maiser. The Ayin B'Sefer Shari Aharon, who quotes Rav Shamshul Rafael Hirsch, who says a similar pshat to this in the Pasuk. V'lo yikruvu oid b'nei Yisrael el oil moed, and the B'nai Yisrael should not come close anymore to the oil maid, loses chet lomos, to bear a sin and to die. Because if they do the avoida, they will be mechoyev misa. V'ovar ha-levi, and the Levium will do the avoida. Who? He, the Levi, will do the avoida. Why does it say the word who? Ibn Ezra explains, because you might think that a Levi may choose a Yisrael to be his shliach to do the avoida. Because typically we say, shlucha shel adam kemoisai. So over here, let the shliach be the Yisrael to do the avoida for the Levi. Therefore the pasuk says, no, we do not say over here, shlucha shel adam kemoisai, and only who, he, the Levi, may do the avoida. The heim, and they, the Levium, yisu es avoinom, will carry the avera of the B'nai Yisrael. Which means, if anybody from the B'nai Yisrael will come close and do the avoida of the Levium will carry the burden of their sin, because they are responsible to make sure that no Yisraelim come close to their avoida. An everlasting decree for your generations. And among the Bnei Yisrael, the Levim will not get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Ki es maser Bnei Yisrael, because the maser of the Bnei Yisrael, asher yarimu l'Hashem truma, which they separate for Hashem as a separation, nosati l'Levim l'nachlo, I have given to the Levim as an inheritance. Akeno marti lohem, therefore I have told them, b'seich Bnei Yisrael lo yinchalu nachlo, among the Bnei Yisrael, they will not receive a chelek in Eretz Yisrael. And l'chayra, this pasuk seems to contradict pasuk Chaf Aleph. Because in pasuk Chaf Aleph, we stated earlier that the reason why the Levim receive Maiser is chelef avidosom, in exchange for their service in the Mishkan. However, over here it says the reason why they receive the Maiser is because they don't receive a chelek in Eretz Yisrael. How do these two reasons coincide with each other? Arachayim answers that both reasons are true. They receive the Maiser because they are not receiving a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, and instead of receiving land, they receive produce from the land, and it is also chelef avidosom, as payment for their work. However, if it was only because this is instead of a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, they would have received the produce in its earliest stage, and they would have had to work and cultivate the soil and the produce in order to make it edible. However, with this additional reason of chelef avidosom, they receive it at a later stage in the process, thereby saving themselves the work in the field. And the pasuk continues with the din of Trumas Maiser, which is, when the Levim receive Maiser from Klal Yisrael, they must separate 1/10th of that Maiser and give it to the Kohen. And this is called Trumas Maiser. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe lemor, and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Vel alavim tedaber, and to the Levim you shall speak, Ve'omarto alehem, and you shall say to them, Ki sikhu me'es b'nei Yisrael es amaser, when you will take from the b'nei Yisrael the miser, asher nosati lechem me'ito v'nachalaschem, that I have given to you from them as your inheritance, v'arimoisem mimenu trumas Hashem, and you shall separate from it a separation for Hashem, ma'aser min ha'maser. From the miser that you receive from Klal Yisrael, you should separate one-tenth and give that one-tenth to the Kohanim. And then the Pasuk tells us that this Trumas Miser, which the Levim give to the Kohanim, has a regular din of Truma, just like the Truma that the Yisraelim give to the Kohanim. V'nechshav lachem Trumaschem, and your Trumas Miser will be considered to you like regular Truma, like the Truma that the Yisraelim give, Kadogor min hagorin, like the Truma given from the grain, from the threshing floor, V'chamaleya, and like the Truma given from that which ripened, referring to the wine and the oil, min hayokef, that is given from the vats. And just like regular Truma is also to be eaten by a non-Koyin, and if a non-Koyin eats it b'mezid, he is chayiv misa b'dei shomayim. And if he eats it b'shoigeg, he must give keren v'choymesh, the principal and a fifth to the Koyin. So too, by Trumas Meiser, the halachis are the same, that it is usur to a non-Koyin, and also there is a chiyuv misa and keren v'chomish. Kein tarimu gamatem, so shall you, the Levim, also separate Trumas Hashem, a truma for Hashem, mikol masroisechem, from your Meiser, asher tikhu me'es b'nei Yisrael, which you are taking from the b'nei Yisrael. Unisata mimenu es Trumas Hashem, and this truma you shall give to la'aron ha'koyin, to Aaron ha'koyin. Mikol matnoisechem, from all your matonois, tarimu, you shall separate es kol trumas Hashem, all of the truma of Hashem, mikol chelboi, from its best part, es migdashoi mimenu, you shall separate its holy portion. And we must really understand what exactly this pasuk is coming to add that we don't know already from pasuk chavzayin and pasuk chavches, because the pasuk had already told us that the Levim should separate trumas meiser. So what is it adding by saying in pasuk chavtes, Tarimu es kol Trumas Hashem? And Rashi explained that the word Trumas Hashem in this pasuk is not referring to the Trumas Meiser which the Levi must give from the Meiser, but rather to the Truma Gedoyla which the Levi must give from this Meiser before he gives the Trumas Meiser. And this is necessary in a situation where the Levi came to take his Meiser before the Kohen came and took his Truma. Because typically the Kohen must come first and take his Truma Gedoyla, and then afterwards, the Levi will take his Meiser. If the order is reversed, the Levi will be stealing produce from the Kohen. For example, let's say the owner of the field has 100 bushels. So when the Kohen comes to take his portion, which is 1/50, he will take 2 bushels out of the 100, leaving the owner of the field with 98 bushels. Then the Levi will come to take his Meiser, 1/10, and take 9.8 bushels from the remaining bushels. However, if the Levi comes first and wants to take his Meiser from the 100 bushels, he will end up taking 10% of the 100, which is 10 bushels. That means he took 0.2, or 1/5 of a bushel, more than he was supposed to. And that 1/5 of a bushel really belongs to the Kohen. Therefore, in such a situation, he must first take off Truma Gedoyla from the 10 bushels which he received, which is 1/50, which comes out to 0.2, or 1/5 of a bushel. That he will give to the Kohen as Truma Gedoyla, leaving him with 9.8 bushels, and that is the amount he was supposed to have, and from that 9.8, he will separate 1/10 as Trumas Meiser to be given to the Kohen. So he first separates the Truma Gedoyla, which was the part that he actually stole from the Kohen, and then he separates the Trumas Meiser from what remains. And this is what the Pasuk means when it says, Torimu es kol Trumas Hashem. It is referring to the Truma Gedoyla, which he will take from his Meiser before he separates his Trumas Meiser in a situation where he was Makdim es HaKoyen Bekri, he came before the Koyen to the grain. And the Pasuk continues by telling us that after the Levim separate the Trumas Meiser, then the rest of the Meiser has no Kedusha at all. It is totally Chulin. Just like after a Yisrael separates the Truma from his produce, the rest of his produce is Chulin, it does not have any Kedusha. The same thing is by the Trumas Meiser. Once the Trumas Meiser is separated, the rest of the Meiser has no Kedusha. And the Pasuk says, V'omarto alehem, and you shall tell the Levim, V'arimachem eschel b'mimenu, when you will separate its best part from it, when you will separate the Trumas Meiser, V'nechshav la'Levim, and the remaining Meiser will be considered to the Levim. chulin, kisvuas garen uchisvuas yekev, like the produce of grain and like the produce that comes from the vats, which is referring to the produce of the Bnei Yisrael after the truma was separated from it. And just like that produce of Gurin and Yekev has no Kedusha after the separation of Truma, so too, the Meiser of the Levium has no Kedusha after the Truma's Meiser was separated from it. And since there is no Kedusha, the Pasuk tells us, V'achaltem oisei b'chol mokon, you can eat this Meiser anywhere, even in a cemetery. Atem you uveischem and your household, ki sachar hu lachem chelef avodaschem ba'oil moed, because this is a payment in exchange for your service in the oil moed. V'lo sisu olav chet, and you will not bear a sin barimchem eschelba mimenu if you will separate the trumas meiser. That's kachav bnei Yisrael leisachalu v'leisamusu, because if you separate the trumas meiser, you will not be desecrating the kachim of the bnei Yisrael, and therefore you will not die. And obviously, the pasuk is not coming to tell us that if one does the right thing, he will not be mechuyav misa. That is simple, but rather it is to infer the negative, that if you will not separate the trumas meiser, then you will bear a sin, you will be desecrating the kachim of the Bnei Yisrael, and you will be chayiv misa. Zokt Rashi, v'heim yisu avoinam, v'heim halevim, and they the levim, yisu avoinam shel Yisrael, will bear the sin of Klal Yisrael. She'aleihem, because it is incumbent upon the levim, lahazir hazorim migeshes aleihem, to warn the non-levim from approaching the avoida of the levim. Zokt Rashi, asher yorimu l'ashem trumot, the Pasuk says that the Meiser of the Bnei Yisrael, which the Bnei Yisrael separated this Meiser as a Truma, Rashi is bothered if we are talking about Meiser. Why does the Pasuk call this separation Truma? Hakos of Kari Truma, the Pasuk calls it Truma, Achiyafrish Mimenu Trumas Meiser, until the Levi will separate from it the Trumas Meiser. Because even though it is really Meiser, there is a portion of Truma that is still inside of it, which must be separated and given to the Kain. Therefore, the Torah calls it Truma until the Levi will separate this portion for the Kohen. V'nechshav lochem trumaschem kidogon min agarim, and your Trumas Meiser will have all the dinim of regular Truma Gedoyla. Trumas Meiser shalochem, your Trumas Meiser, asur lezorim, will be asur to a non-Kohen, uletmeim and to a tame, v'chayovin olea miso, and if a non-Kohen eats it, he will be mechuyev miso b'dei shamayim, v'choymesh, and if he eats it b'shoigeg, he will have to give the Kohen the principal plus one-fifth, Ketruma Gedoyla, it will have all dinim of Truma Gedoyla, Shenikras, which is called Rashis Doga Min HaGurin, the first grain from the threshing floor, V'chamalea Min HaYekev, and it will be considered like regular Truma, Ketrumas Tirosh V'Yitar HaNiteles Min HaYikavim, like the Truma of wine and oil, which is taken from the vats. Zok Rashi Malea, what does Malea mean? Loshem Bishul, it is an expression of something that ripens. Tfuah Shenetz Males, produce that ripens. Zokt Rashi Yekev, what does Yekev mean? Hu habor shelefnei hagas, this is the pit before the wine press. Shayayin yoru l'seichai, where the wine goes down into this pit. V'chol loshen Yekev chafiras karkahu, whenever we find the word Yekev, it means a hole in the ground. V'chein, and so the pasuk says in Zechariah, Yikve hamelech hu yam ukyanus, the hole in the ground for the king is the ocean. Chafiras shechofer malkus shel oilom, the hole that the king of the world dug is yam ukyanus, the ocean. So we see the word Yekev means a hole in the ground. And over here it means the hole of the pit of the winepress. Kein tarimu gam atem, so you shall also separate. Kemoshi Yisrael meirimim migronom umiyikveihem, just like Klal Yisrael separates Truma from their granaries and from their vats, tarimu gam atem imaser shalochem, so too you shall separate Truma's Meiser from your Meiser. Kihu nachalaschem, because the Meiser is your inheritance. Mikoil mat noisechem torimu eis kol trumas Hashem. Zok Rashi betruma gedoyla hakosam medaber. This pasuk is talking about truma gedoyla, the regular truma that goes to the kohen, the 1/50th. Shem hiktim Levi es hakohen bekri, because if the Levi comes before the kohen to the granary, v'kibel mas roisov, and he will take his meiser koydim shiital kohen truma gedoyla minakri, before the kohen will take his portion of truma gedoyla from the pile of grain. The Levi will first have to separate from his Meiser 1/50th, which will go to the Kohen as Truma Gedoyla. And then afterwards, from the remainder, he will separate his Trumas Meiser. After you will separate the Trumas Meiser, after you will separate the Trumas Meiser from the Meiser, and the remainder will be considered to Levim as total chulin. It will have no kedusha. Kitfu asgarin liYisrael, just like the produce of the threshing floor by Klal Yisrael. After the truma was separated, it has no kedusha. So too, after the truma's meiser was separated from the meiser, it does not have any kedusha. Shelo toimar, you shall not say hoyel v'korei kos of truma, since the pasuk called the meiser with the name truma earlier in pasuk Chav Dalet. Shenemar, like the pasuk says, ki es maser b'nei Yisrael asher yorimu l'Hashem truma, the meiser of the b'nei Yisrael that is separated to Hashem as a truma. Yochel yehi kulei aser, since the Torah calls it truma, I might think that even after you separate the truma's meiser, it will still be aser. And as the Be'er Mayim Chaim explains, that since it's called truma, I would think it still has a kedusha and can only be eaten by kohanim. So the Levium would have to sell it to the kohanim and only benefit from its value. That's what I would think. Therefore, the pasuk says, Talmud Lomar, v'nechshav la'Levium kitfu asgarin, that this is considered to the Levium just like the remainder of the produce of the garin after the Yisrael separated the truma. Mashal Yisrael chulin, just like the remainder is chulin for the Yisrael. Afshal Levi chulin, also the remainder of the meiser is chulin to the Levi after he separates the truma's meiser. And the meiser can be eaten b'chol makom, in any place, afilu b'veis hakfaris, even in a cemetery. V'leisisu olav chet, and you will not carry upon yourself a sin if you separate the truma's meiser. And we can infer from here, ha'im loisarimu, if you do not separate the truma's meiser, tisu chet, you will carry upon yourself a sin. And similarly, the pasuk says that if you will separate truma's meiser v'loisa musu, you will not die. And we can infer from this, ha'im techalalu tamusu, but if you will desecrate the kachim of the Bnei Yisrael and you will not give the truma's meiser tamusu, you will be mechuyev misa b'dei shamayim.